Welcome to Connie Mack Stadium in Philadelphia, for the game between the St. Louis Cardinals and the Philadelphia Phillies. Here are the starting lineups. For the St. Louis Cardinals. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Kurt Flood. Batting second. The shortstop, Dick Groat. Batting third. The first baseman, Bill White. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Ken Boyer. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Charlie James. Batting sixth. The right fielder, George Altman. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Julian Javier. Batting eighth. The catcher, Tim McCarver. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Ray Sadecki. Pitching for the St. Louis Cardinals, Ray Sadecki. For the Philadelphia Phillies. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Tony Taylor. Batting second. The right fielder, Johnny Callison. Batting third. The third baseman, Earl Averill. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Roy Sievers. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Don Demeter. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Tony Gonzalez. Batting seventh. The catcher, Bob Aldis. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Bobby Wine. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Ray Culp. Pitching for the Philadelphia Phillies, Ray Culp. And now, play ball. Kurt Flood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flood hits a ball on the ground towards third. Averill fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Dick Groat is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Groat hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Taylor settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White hits a pop-up towards third. Averill settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Cardinals nothing, and the Phillies nothing. The Phillies will come to bat. Tony Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor hits a ball on the ground towards short. Groat scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Johnny Callison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Callison hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill takes first base on ball four. Callison moves to second. Roy Sievers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sievers hits a fly ball into center field. Flood settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Don Demeter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Demeter hits a ball on the ground towards short. Groat scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Cardinals nothing, and the Phillies nothing. The Cardinals will come to bat. Ken Boyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boyer is called out on strikes. One out. Charlie James is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. James hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. George Altman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Altman strikes out. There goes James. The throw from Aldis to Wine, and James is out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Cardinals nothing, and the Phillies nothing. The Phillies will come to bat. Tony Gonzalez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gonzalez hits a ball on the ground towards short. Groat scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bob Aldis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aldis hits a ball on the ground towards short. Groat misplays the ball. That's an error on Groat. Bobby Wine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wine hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Aldis moves to second. Ray Culp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Culp takes first base on ball four. Aldis moves to third. Wine moves to second. Tony Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor is 0 for 1 in the game. Taylor hits a ball on the ground towards third. Boyer fields it and throws to home to get Aldis. Wine moves to third. Culp moves to second. Two outs. Johnny Callison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Callison is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Callison strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Cardinals nothing, and the Phillies nothing. The Cardinals will come to bat. Julian Javier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Javier hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Tim McCarver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCarver hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Demeter, who is chasing the ball. McCarver reaches third base with a triple. Javier goes all the way around to score. It's 1-0, Cardinals. Ray Sadecki is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sadecki hits a fly ball into right field. Callison settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Kurt Flood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flood is 0 for 1 in the game. Flood hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. McCarver scores. It's 2-0, Cardinals. Dick Groat is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Groat is 0 for 1 in the game. Groat hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Culp fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Cardinals 2, and the Phillies nothing. The Phillies will come to bat. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Averill hits a fly ball into center field. Flood settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Roy Sievers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sievers is 0 for 1 in the game. Sievers hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Don Demeter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Demeter is 0 for 1 in the game. Demeter hits a fly ball, foul, into left field. James settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tony Gonzalez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gonzalez is 0 for 1 in the game. Gonzalez hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Javier scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Cardinals 2, and the Phillies nothing. The Cardinals will come to bat. Bill White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0 for 1 in the game. White is called out on strikes. One out. Ken Boyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boyer is 0 for 1 in the game. Boyer hits a ball on the ground towards third. Averill fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Charlie James is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. James is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. James strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Cardinals 2, and the Phillies nothing. The Phillies will come to bat. Bob Aldis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aldis is 0 for 1 in the game. Aldis hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bobby Wine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wine is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Wine hits a fly ball into center field. Flood settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ray Culp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Culp is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Culp hits a ball on the ground towards third. Boyer fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Cardinals 2, and the Phillies nothing. The Cardinals will come to bat. Wes Covington now playing left field. George Altman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Altman is 0 for 1 in the game. Altman hits a ball on the ground towards third. Averill fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Julian Javier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Javier is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Javier hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Demeter. Javier reaches second base with a double. Tim McCarver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Javier moves to third. Tim McCarver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCarver is 1 for 1 in the game, with a triple. He's got one RBI. McCarver takes first base on ball 4. Ray Sadecki is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes McCarver. The throw from Oldis and he is safe. McCarver steals second. Ray Sadecki is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sadecki is 0 for 1 in the game. Sadecki strikes out. Two outs. Kurt Flood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flood is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Flood hits a ball on the ground towards short. Wine scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Cardinals 2, and the Phillies nothing. The Phillies will come to bat. Tony Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor is 0 for 2 in the game. Taylor is called out on strikes. One out. Johnny Callison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Callison is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Callison hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Averill is called out on strikes. Two outs. Roy Sievers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sievers is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Sievers takes first base on ball 4. Callison moves to second. Don Demeter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Demeter is 0 for 2 in the game. Demeter hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 3-2, Phillies. Wes Covington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Covington strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Phillies 3, and the Cardinals 2. The Cardinals will come to bat. Dick Groat is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Groat is 0 for 2 in the game. Groat hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Demeter who is chasing the ball. Groat reaches third base with a triple. Bill White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0 for 2 in the game. White hits a ball on the ground towards first. Sievers scoops it up and throws to first, with Culp covering, for the out. Groat scores. One out. It's Cardinals, 3, Phillies, 3. Ken Boyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boyer is 0 for 2 in the game. Boyer hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Charlie James is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Boyer moves to second. Charlie James is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. James is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. James takes first base on ball 4. George Altman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Altman is 0 for 2 in the game. Altman hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Taylor fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Cardinals 3, and the Phillies 3. The Phillies will come to bat. Bob Aldis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aldis is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Aldis hits a ball on the ground towards short. Grote scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bobby Wine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wine is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Wine hits a fly ball into center field. Flood settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ray Culp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Culp is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Culp hits a fly ball into right field. Altman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Cardinals 3, and the Phillies 3. The Cardinals will come to bat. Julian Javier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Javier is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a double. Javier hits a ball on the ground towards third. Averill juggles the ball. That's an error on Averill. Tim McCarver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCarver is 1 for 1 in the game, with a triple and a walk. He's got one RBI. McCarver bunts towards third. Averill juggles the ball. That's an error on Averill. Javier moves to second. Ray Sadecki is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sadecki is 0 for 2 in the game. Sadecki takes first base on ball 4. Javier moves to third. McCarver moves to second. Jack Baldschun now pitching. Kurt Flood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flood is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Flood hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Javier scores. McCarver scores. Sadecki moves to third. Flood moves to second. Two runs are unearned. It's 5-3, Cardinals. Dick Grote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grote is 1 for 3 in the game, with a triple. Grote hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Sadecki scores. Flood scores. It's 7-3, Cardinals. Bill White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0 for 3 in the game. He's got one RBI. White hits a ball on the ground towards first. Severs scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats White for the out. Grote moves to second. One out. Ken Boyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boyer is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Boyer hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Grote scores. That run is unearned. It's 8-3. Cardinals. Charlie James is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. James is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. James hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Taylor settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. George Altman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Altman is 0 for 3 in the game. Altman strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Cardinals 8, and the Phillies 3. The Phillies will come to bat. Tony Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor is 0 for 3 in the game. Taylor hits a fly ball into center field. Flood settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Johnny Callison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Callison is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Callison strikes out. Two outs. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Averill hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 8-4, Cardinals. Roy Sievers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sievers is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Sievers hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Javier scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Cardinals 8, and the Phillies 4. The Cardinals will come to bat. Julian Javier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Javier is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Javier hits a fly ball into right field. Callison settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tim McCarver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCarver is 1-for-1 in the game, with a triple and a walk. He's got one RBI. McCarver hits a line drive into right field. Callison settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ray Sadecki is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sadecki is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Sadecki hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Taylor scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Cardinals 8, and the Phillies 4. The Phillies will come to bat. Don Demeter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Demeter is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Demeter hits a pop-up towards third. Boyer settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Wes Covington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Covington is 0-for-1 in the game. Covington strikes out. Two outs. Bob Oldis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oldis is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Oldis hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bobby Wine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wine is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Wine hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 8-6, Cardinals. Don Hoke pinch hits for Jack Baldschun. Ron Taylor now pitching. Frank Torre pinch hits for Don Hoke. Frank Torre is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Torre takes first base on ball 4. Cookie Rojas pinch runs for Frank Torre. Tony Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor is 0-for-4 in the game. Taylor hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Taylor fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Cardinals 8, and the Phillies 6. The Cardinals will come to bat. Ryan Duran now pitching. Kurt Flood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flood is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 3 RBIs. Flood hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Covington. Flood reaches second base with a double. Covington throws the ball into Averill, who tags Flood trying to catch an extra base, for the out. One out. Dick Groat is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Groat is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a triple. He's got 2 RBIs. Groat takes first base on ball 4. Bill White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0-for-4 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. White hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Groat moves to second. Ken Boyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boyer is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Boyer hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 11-6, Cardinals. Charlie James is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. James is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. James hits a ball on the ground towards short. Wine scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. George Altman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Altman is 0 for 4 in the game. Altman hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Julian Javier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Javier is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a double. Javier hits a ball on the ground towards short. Wine scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Cardinals 11, and the Phillies 6. The Phillies will come to bat. Gary Kolb now playing right field. Johnny Callison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Callison is 2 for 4 in the game, with two singles. Callison hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Taylor fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got one RBI. Averill strikes out. Two outs. Roy Sievers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sievers is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Sievers strikes out. The game is over. The final score, St. Louis Cardinals, 11, and Philadelphia Phillies, 6. Goodbye from Connie Mack Stadium in Philadelphia.